This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hi everyone, good morning, Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Mishmaro Daf HaShavua. We're finishing up the Hakdama of the Prima Gadim, quoted in the beginning of Simen Ayin Tes. We're in the fifth category, the fifth section of Tzoya. We're talking about Tzoya in a glass. Yesterday we saw the Machlokes, the Rashba and the Rush, whether La Yerbacha Eres Davar applies to Tzoya. The Rashba says yes, the Rush says no, anything you see is your Machane. It's included in V'hoya Machanecha Kadosh. Now, in Sivkatan, in the fifth category, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned that Tzoya in glass is Mutter. And it's mashma that even if it's not covered and there is a mechitza, that's also considered a cover. However, the size of the mechitza, the Prima Gadim doesn't mention, four lines from the bottom on the right-hand column. If the mechitza is in the house, it has to extend from wall to wall, ayin sham. If it's in the field, lo yizachar shiura. The amount, the size is not mentioned. Va'ayin b'nishmas adam kal gimel sheharach b'zav v'dayte d'chol shiroi chav arba tvachim chashiva mechitza l'hater kenegda. Anything which is four tvachim wide is considered a mechitza to permit opposite it. Avaloi kenegid ho'avir, but not opposite the empty space, ayin sham. If there's soy outside, and you see through a glass window, that's shari l'kulyama. Why? Certainly, according to the Rush, it's v'hoya machanecha kadosh. I, whatever you see is your machane, but not if there's a glass window. What about according to the Rashba v'layira b'cha ervasar? We'll see. Shari mechitza z'chus ma'asach z'vanayam. V'afilo Rashba! B'sif beiz, the oyser b'shus acheres, k'shara yisem mikamang shesh mechitza z'chus ha'shari. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we have some understanding of this. Okay, Hashishi, here's the sixth category. Tzoya b'mayim. Tzoya in the water. Now, this is very likely, right? Why is this very likely? Because, you know, in a avit, shomei ragam, in other words, in a toilet, it will likely it will be tzoya b'mayim. So, says Mishnah Berurah, is not a cover. The Dirshu points out clear water, dirty water. The Mishnah Berurah said earlier in Siman Ayin Vav that it is a cover. Afal gav do gabi erva have a kisoy. Even though erva and water is a kisoy, kibes Siman Ayin Dalet Sivkatan Ches Magen Avram b'tsoya lai. Kibes Siman Ayin Vav Magen Avram Sivkatan Tes. Why? Because there's a difference in v'lo yira b'cha by erva. And by tzaya, by erva, all you need is, it's a kisoy, any kisoy. But by tzaya, where it says v'chisisach, so v'haylav kisoy mikri, mashenken gabe giloy erva. It sounds like by erva, it has to be, the problem is that it has to be galoy. So if it's covered with water, it's not galoy. By tzaya, it has to be v'chisisa. So water is not a kisoy. Interesting. Hashvi, Reach Rashi Yishlo Iker. Have a Ketzoy Minatar. A smell that is coming from a substance is Tzoy Medarais. Al Ken Tzoy Lachim Mil Achav Daud Amos Mi Makam Shkal Arech. Therefore, you have to distance yourself, even if it's behind you, four Amos from where the smell stops. So, in other words, let's say there's Tzoya and the smell is wafting. You got to move away at least four Amos from where the smell stops. Vimkara, and if you did read Chayzer Bekar, you have to read again. If you said Shema, you have to read again. Ach, le'inyan zek kil mitzaya. Smell is more lenient than tzaya. Dimhu b'cheder acher. If it's a different room. Afdoloy mahani hefsek l'reach ra. Even if it's not stopping the smell, mikomak marchak adaram z'vom shkal reach insach. You don't have to go four amas from where the smell stopped. Once you're in a different room, as long as you don't smell it, rakosh in magiel oyareach ra mutter. As long as the smell doesn't reach you, it's mutter. Va'afim b'cheder shusham igi areach ra. Even if the smell reaches the room where you are, But if it doesn't reach you, even though you're within 4 amos of the smell, it's okay. Mikamakim kivan shaloi, loy kivan shaloi loy higia mutter. I guess it should say liloi. Since to him it didn't reach its mutter. Magia loy arechra aser bezerak midrabana. Wow. Let's say the reach ra reaches him, then it's mutter. Then it's only aser midrabanan. Why? Duhu chasharak reach ra she'in lo yikar. Because since you're in a different room, even though the smell is coming from a substance, but the smell in your room is not from a substance because it's already in a different room. So then we say, duhu chasharak reach ra she'in lo yikar di sarak midrabanan kol kaman. This is the psak of the Elia Rabba and the Prishna like the Vush. And that's how the Derech HaChaim brings the halacha. Amnon midivrei Agur b'Rura al-Sif Beis, Dibur Maschel al-Rush, Mashon d'Sorbe Kalavush, Da'af v'Hefzik Rishus, B'inan Da'at Amzong v'Shkal Reich. The Gra is Mashon like the Lavush, that even in a different room, you still need 4 Amos from where the smell stops. V'chein Hetek HaChaye Adam. So in other words, it seems like the Bir Halacha is going like the Elia Rabba and the Prisha, not like the Lavush and not like the Gra, which is surprising. Then says the Bir Halacha, I saw the Prima Gadim was also Chayzer. So it's interesting that the Bir Halacha comes out Lekula when the Gra, the Lavush are Machmer and the Prima Gadim himself was machmer and at the end is mesupik. The gam leinyan mechusa says the prima gadim sasa mashe shechazbar. Even regarding covering, the prima gadim's mashma that he retracted and he is mesupik. The besimin ayin vav oisav veishav ramashe soiser the soisim karajba. The mechusa mikri reach rashe in laikur that if it's covered, it's called a reach that doesn't have a substance. Then sach rak and makim sheikh la reach, and as long as you don't smell it, it's okay. Uva soif simon zav mishoy zav chazar by benisha b'tzarach ion. V'chein v'ber hagra hanal mashma dezech chazar reach sheish laikur. The gra's mashma that just because it's covered, but if it's coming from a substance, it's called reach rashe sheish laikur. I don't get, says the Bir Halacha, what the Gra means when he says, like the Rajba says. Bottom line is like this. If you're in a different room, or if it's covered, the Bir Halacha seems to come out Lekula, that you don't need to go 4 amos away from where the smell is, as long as you don't smell it. However, there are some eminent achroinim that are still machmer, and they say you have to go 4 amos away from where the smell stops. Eighth category, hashmini. So I'm not the only one who has, you know, like 10 things, the 10 things. Here we have already, so the Chafetz Chaim beat me to it. The 10 categories of tzoya. By the way, for Parshas Kedoshim, I'm thinking of doing the 10 things to think about when you eat. Yeah, good? That's a good one. Kedoshim. Okay, Shmini. Tsoya oiveres, ve'ein oimeid b'mekoymai. Passing tsoya. Tsoya in a slingshot. Yes, I'm in the aftermath of sitting many meals with a lot of kids. Okay? Tsoya in a slingshot. And it's passing by. Gamkein hu din Torah is da'iraisa. Kei mashma gemara. Pasuk shulchan aruch be ayin vav siv gimel delafanav. As long as you could see it, kamlay einav. As long as it's within eyeshot, ula achrav da'ad amos. May Rambam mashma abach pasuk gamkein da'af nelafanav da'i bedalad amos. The Rambam is mashma even in front of you and might only be midrabanan.
A dirty diaper
is called mechusa. However, that's going to depend on what we just said in Zion. That do you need to distance the Bir Halacha seems to come out lekula as long as you don't smell it. But according to those other achronim, you'd have to go 4 amos away from where the smell stops. L'chayr, it's mechusa. Diaper is mechusa. Number 9, Meiraglayim. What?
That
inner smell is totally in the individual person. Meaning, the person has a stuffed nose. It doesn't smell it right then. It can stand right next to it. Is that how it works? Or is it like...
Well, you certainly have to be 4 amos away from it. You mean, do we take...
No, it's mechusa.
Right, if it's mechusa, correct. L'chaira. L'chaira, it's... You want to know, should you go to your doctor to give you one of those crazy drugs to get your smell back after corona? What is it called they give them?
I'm not sure if it's true, though.
What if you close? What if you put a clothespin on your nose?
Right, it doesn't help.
Doesn't help. But l'chaira, it does depend on your specific smell. We never saw that it's like average smell. I don't know. That's when it's mechusa. I'm not sure. Hachi, meraglayim in atar asar rak neged amud. Urine is only asar opposite the flow. Hashoy says, but if it's dripping, v'chol shekein me'aro, or if it's a pool on the ground, midrabanan. Mikamakam tzarch laharchik mimeraglayim kimloy einav lefanav. Nevertheless, you need to distance yourself from urine, eyes distance before you, l'achrav da'al amas, v'chol zeh b'she'in masrichin. That's if it doesn't smell. Hakish masrichin midin tar asar. If it smells, it would be asr midaraisa. And finally, Hoasiri Ashba Sharechara, a garbage that smells bad, Unavela. Shemasrach is a rotting carcass. V'chol davar kiyotzibazeh. Dinoi kitzaya, it has a din of tzaya umena taira. Asr, it's asr biblically. After Pimagadim leizka rak stamash unavela v'chol davar shamasriach. Even though the Pimagadim only mentions stama garbage, or an avela, or something that smells. V'chomag miyadua laham ayin heite ba'alachazu, de stamash ha'ina b'chlalzeh. Even though the Prima Gadam says stam and ashba, anyone who is ma'ayin into this halacha would realize stam of garbage is not included. Rak shedu sherechara, only if it's known to smell bad. Dilav hachi, asur rak mishum de bestama yesh bat soya meyaglam, otherwise only asur because presumably it has excrement. Ava b'shedu she'emba ela ain't tzach lahachik. If you know it's our regular garbage cans, there's no din of harchaka. V'chein b'chol davar ha-masriach in a rakshu ki yoytze be'ilo shirecha rashan chazak. Likewise, something that smells, it's only those things that its smell is strong. V'ein da'achin li pasek meheran, doesn't usually dissipate. U'kufi ha-skamas ha-pri magadim ha-magin avram b'siv katan yigimol. Halav hachi, ein tzach lahachik rak atshiach la'arech. Otherwise, then you only have to distance from where the smell stops. In other words, an item that it's not soya, it's not a rotting carcass, just happens to smell bad now, then just go to somewhere where you don't smell it. A toilet bowl, meaning a bowl of urine, or a mound of excrement, that's asur midaraisa. And everybody wants to know, what about from a dog? Because that's very common, you're walking in the street. Yivayer b'soif ha-simen. That will be explained at the end of the simen. V'reach ra she'en lo ikar. If somebody passes gas, that's asarak midrabanan. Kein mevor b'lukute haramban u'beiru v'dina v'ayin b'soif ha-simen. U'mechusa v'reichoy noideif. What's something that's covered, but it's still, the smell is wafting. Ayin le'el b'oy zayin. Okay, so we'll pick it up in simen ayin tes on Monday. And we should be zoicha to a reach nichayach of the Melech HaMashiach v'harichoy b'yiras Hashem. We landed in the Haftorah on Shmini for those who missed the Haftorah of the 8th day of Pesach. Okay. Have a good day, everyone. Agun Shabbos. Kol Tov. Good Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.